Today we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the MLA for Central Peace Notley, also the Minister of Forestry and Parks for the Province of Alberta. Of course, just recently we had the official ending, if you will, to Alberta's wildfire season, although I think there may still be a few little fires burning out there right now, but definitely a much busier fire season than I think a lot of people are used to. I guess comment on sort of how kind of things went with that this season.
Well, you know, it's actually interesting. We had about the same number of fires as we've had kind of as a five-year average, and I think pretty much the same as last year, too. But where the differences come in is the amount of area that's been burned, 2.2 million hectares this fire season, which is about 10 times the average. We had about 38,000 people evacuated from about 48 different communities. And so there's just, it's been a big season. It's been a long season. And I guess I do want to maybe right now put a bit of a shout out to the men and women in wildfire. It was a long, tough fire season. There wasn't really any breaks. But also a shout out to the local firefighters and municipalities and who put a lot of work into these fires too. And Albertans and actually Alberta companies that stepped up to the plate and helped out anywhere they could. It was, it was a long season. It was a big season. The average size of fires was a lot bigger than normal, and that's where we got the amount of area burned in comparison to past years.
When it comes to kind of sort of looking back on this past season and also by kind of using some of that to get ready for next season, what kind of some things are, you hoping to see happen, like maybe more technologies to help with fighting fires or things of that note, or is anything like that being looked at?
Yeah, so we're doing an internal review, and it's actually already started on this fire season. And we'll do an external review too, but that'll take longer to complete. But we got the internal one going quickly so that we could use the lessons learned from this year for next year. And just a couple things, that we've identified already. We want to be prepared earlier. We're always prepared early in the season to catch early fires, but the volume of fires that came early on this season has caused us to. We want to be just a little, have things prepared a little bit earlier. We want to be able to utilize volunteers more. There's a lot of people that wanted to help out, and we just wanted to make sure that we could use volunteers and make sure that they're safe as they help out. You mentioned new technology. This year we had, a night vision helicopter out. That was helpful. The drones were very helpful. We had drones flying out on the fires during the night too, doing thermal imaging so that we could identify where the hot spots are in the fire, so we knew where to send crews first thing in the morning. We want to fight fires a little bit more at night when the fires are subdued. When the temperature comes down and the humidity comes up, a lot of times the size of the fire drops, and we can work a little closer to the front end of the fire when and during the night. We want to work on fire guards for some of the more susceptible communities, and then just kind of work, on the relationship we have with municipalities as we join together to fight these wildfires.
And of course, a lot of these fires were definitely in some of the lot more forested areas, particularly in our region. And some of the stuff that comes out of there, as goes to things like pulp mills, sawmills, that kind of stuff for a lot of the products that they make. How much of an impact did a lot of these fires have on some of those forestry sort of industries, if you will?
Yes, for some of the businesses, it will be a really hard hit this year. Some of them, you got away relatively unscathed, but for some of them, it will be a big hit. And so we want to focus on taking out as much of that burnt forest as we can as soon as possible. We only have about a year and a half, depending on the type of tree and how badly it was burned, before it becomes no value in the forest industry. So we want to make sure that we facilitate as best we can the forest industry to get into these burnt areas and take out as many of those trees as they can, because it is going to affect their allowable cut down the road as we, as they make plans and we have to take these areas out of the planning schedule. So again, working with them to try to get as much of that burnt forest off the landscape as we can.
And we know that this session of the Alberta Legislature just got going within the past week or so. When it comes to you, what kind of some, priorities you have for this sort of session of the legislature here?
I think we have a lot of work to do in the legislature, and we're working on a lot of different things there with health and with the forest fire season and dealing with that. So there's a lot of things going on in the legislature right now. As far as my focus myself, we're looking at again, the fire season, but also with parks and making sure that people can enjoy our parks to the fullest extent that they can. We've got plans to build more campsites across Alberta. And we just want to make sure that as people travel around Alberta and people come into our province, that they have a good experience and to be able to enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, certainly interested to see what you can accomplish there. Todd Lowen, Minister of Forestry and Parks for the province of Alberta and also the MLA for Central Peace Notley. Thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, no problem, Kyle. Thank you very much, too.